o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch
begins now.
So a couple of years ago, we put together the 10 best and 10 worst first-round picks in Packers history. And oddly enough, and tell me if I'm mischaracterizing this, you had asked Jesse about putting together one of these lists recently.
That's fair. Yep. Matter of fact, I think I wanted to rank fullbacks, is what I was hoping to do. And A.J. Dillon was going to be at the top of that list until
I wasn't just calling my place. All right. Wasn't calling you out. I just wanted to make sure that for the people in the Twitterverse and blogosphere that are saying he's moving to fullback, that that is not what he said. Now, I agree with you that if you're moving him around and you're having him lead block at the point of attack, that that is the work of a fullback. I just don't want Matt LaFleur being quoted as saying that he's playing fullback, because you know who doesn't like to be told they're playing fullback?
Running backs.
Yes.
Yeah, A.J. Dillon wants to be a tailback. Absolutely, yeah.
And he claims, now we'll see what happens in the draft, he claims that A.J. Dillon, in the same sentence, is also a high-volume back. Fullbacks aren't high-volume backs. You don't want to give them the ball because they can't run.
Bernie at the UW against Penn State was a high volume.
Matt Bernstein, yes.
Do you think the Green Bay Packers want to have A.J. Dillon as their number two back?
I don't. And I think they gave him a contract that allows them, if they have better options, and it would be not very nice to a guy who loves Door County and loves Green Bay and married a girl from Green Bay, but they could go through camp. This contract that it barely ever gets used.
Yeah.
It guarantees him nothing.
Yeah.
They can move on from him in camp if they are excited about a couple of rookie running backs.
So where are you putting the running back position? I think it's not the top of the mind, top of list, as far as what Goody needs to address. But I don't think you can sit here and count on Josh Jacobs to be 17 games, healthy as a bear, fresh as a daisy. Now, do I think they want to wear him out this year? I do.
I do. Mm-hmm.
I think they want him to be Johnny Belcow.
I agree.
Playing in Sacramento. Ring that bell, baby. Give him 20-some-odd touches. Let him get some screen passes. Get him out. They are not going to be afraid to use him up. So I think it's very important to develop your next guy and to get that player in so that he can be a spark for the inevitable time when Josh Jacobs is going to miss some time with an ankle, or if he has something flare up, you better have some other things, because I do not think they want to go. They saw the A.J. Dillon experiment last year, and I think we can live with it, but we feel like we can be better. Mm-hmm. And I think that's how this offseason played out for AJ.
Someone in the building told me.
Oh, God. Oh, I like this, though. What'd they tell you?
That they really like Emmanuel Wilson. They think he has number two running back capability.
Okay.
I'm not sure I believe that. That sounds, based on what we saw from him.
How credible is this cat in the building?
Pretty credible. Pretty credible.
Okay.
He does some coaching in the building.
Oh, is that right? Oh,
uh-huh.
It's getting juicier. Uh-huh. Getting a lot juicier.
Sound graph. But do I think that they can do better than the undrafted free agent from whatever time, Fort Hays State or Fort whatever state that he came from? Yeah. And I think they probably can. I think they're going to wait till day three to do it, though. I don't think they're going to use, and I also think they're going to make a trade up. I don't think they're going to use all five of their day one, day two picks. I think they're going to move in some way, either on day one or day two. And Goody has said, and these are the breadcrumbs that I think are important to follow. It's not a guarantee. But he basically said they've had two big draft classes the last 2 years. They don't necessarily need another double-digit draft class. Now, whether or not he's you know, going to move around on day three and use up some of those picks and trades? Maybe. But day two, 41, 58, 88, 91. Now, our friend Gabe Neitzel of Jen Gabe and Chewy fame said that to go up, if they were to go up to 16, which was one of the rumors from outside the building.
Is that Schneider?
That is Schneider? Seattle at 16,
Schneider.
Up from 25. To go up those nine spots, the 58th overall pick would pay that price. So you would give up 25 and 58 to go up to 16. If you're doing that, there's somebody there that, as Ron Wolf would call them, the girl with the curl that you're smitten with. Maybe it is Cooper DeJean, who you don't think is going to make it to 25.
Yeah.
But
so
I,
if you're going to do what you just said, what position would make you think that 16 they want? Is it an O tackle? Because you're not doing that if it's not a position that you really are going to address and it's the right dude.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to give up that capital, which is a lot, it better be somebody you love at a position that you need. You're not going to do that for a wideout. You're not going to do that for a running back. You're not going to do that for a quarterback. I would argue you're only doing that
tackles
for
block
an offensive
ends.
Lineman.
I would say it's either for one, either the person who protects you from edge rushers or for an edge rusher.
Okay.
That's what I think. I don't even know if they would make that trade, but if you think that Chop Robinson is the cat's pajamas and you're worried about him still being on the board, you go up and get him. If you think that one of these tackles, you don't want to wait till the second round to take a tackle, even though Chad Clifton was a damn good left tackle in this league as a second round pick, then you go up and get him.
Yep.
Do you do that for Cooper DeJean would be my question.
Yeah, that I don't know, but I tend to agree with you on the fact that Goody is going to want to lean more towards quality rather than quantity, because when you hit like you have, and last year's draft class is home run. It is a home run. So now you have all these young players. I think you want to be very surgical with what you're doing, and that's crazy to say in a draft, because drafts, we all know, we've seen Goody have some clunkers too. For as Goody stanificated as I am, he's had some clunkers now. And you can't just, well, we love this guy, we're going to Ricky Williams it, give up the whole draft to get it. That's crazy town. But you can see somebody that you really want and that can make a big impact on your football team, go get them. Because this is no longer a 2-3 year plan that Goody and Mark and everybody else up there have. This is a win now program. And you're going to pay Jordan Love. That's going to take away a lot of potential moving forward because you're going to be spending a lot there. You have this window with a lot of young, skilled position guys that are not going to be getting paid. Take advantage of that. And I think that's Goody's mindset going into this. And if there's somebody that he loves, draft capital be damned, let's go make a move and do it.
We'll get to the top 10 and worst 10 first-round picks in Packers history coming up. I don't know where Johnson & Sons Paving drafted Tausch, and I don't know how much longevity he'll have in the business. You're a supplemental pick?
I was oversized in the draft. Don't bend as well, so I won't be able to grade that concrete like I'd like to. But I can still get it done. And if you want to visit with old T, well, Johnson & Sons Paving, they've invited me out to one of their job sites this summer. And it could be with your business. Book an appointment before May 31st. You could see me out there with the crew. Johnson & Sons Paving has over two decades of experience and is ready for the challenge at winter leaves. We all know it. Drive down these roads. Pothole. Bang. Boom. Bad aesthetic. Damage to your car. Potholes everywhere. Well, We're going to impact that. We're going to get that fixed. We're going to patch it up, or we're going to completely replace it with Johnson & Sons. Visit JohnsonAndSonsPaving.com. You know what? I got a couple more things from the last couple days.
Mm-hmm.
When I did concrete back in the old days, I had an old Jean-Claude Van Damme autographed big dog cut-off T-shirt that I wore in my concrete days. Get the Sons out on the guns. You know what I mean?
Oh, we know what you mean.
Johnson & Sons. Threw me a little sunscreen to get going, too.
Wow.
JohnsonAndSonsPaving.com today to get started.
Wait, are you going to wear a cut-off sleeveless shirt when you work?
Maybe. Maybe. I'll see. Swim shirt, maybe.
We look forward to photos and video. And again, Jesse and I still negotiating to do play-by-play and color from the side of the driveway as this is going on. We will get to those top 10 and worst 10 picks next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
You're listening to Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella at 855-PELLA-WI or visit online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Don't close your eyes because your future's ready to shine. It's just a matter of time before we learn how to fly. Welcome to the rhythm of the night. There's something in the air you can.
In this draft, the Green Bay Packers got a three-time Pro Bowl tight end, two starting tackles, a starting buck linebacker, and an elite-level pass rusher, edge rusher. That draft was the 2000 draft.
Yeah, it was a good draft.
Was the 2023 draft better?
Yes.
The 2023 draft, again, I think it's important to point out that unlike many other drafts, a lot of these guys played right away. So we have a slightly better idea of what they are. We'll see what their ceiling ends up being.
Sure.
But
in fairness, though, you just mentioned the 2000 draft. I got to start week three. Cliffy, mm-hmm. probably week six or seven. Mm-hmm. Bubba, right out of the gate. Mm-hmm. Diggsy, right out of the gate. Kabir, mm-hmm. got to play very soon out of the gate.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times, you know, I've said for 8 years, the NFL is about finding the right spot, mm-hmm. and at the right time. 90% of us, there's 10% that could play anywhere, anytime, with anybody. I wasn't one of those guys. You make an argument, a lot of those guys aren't those guys. And I don't know if this group that you're going to go through right now are. But I'll tell you one thing, 2023, can anyone really, and I know Ned on Twitter just came at me and said, give them a year. Let's see what they can. You cannot have a better draft than what Goody had last year. You just can't.
So Ned is a, you call me a Goody hater. Ned is a Goody hater. I mean, he hates him.
Which is fine. That's fine.
But the draft class from last year, which included 13 players, 13, which again underscores the value in getting as many swings as you can,
mm-hmm.
which is why I am a big believer in that.
Mm-hmm.
And if the reason I brought up the 2000 draft, which Tausch underscored there, was not just because Tausch was in the draft, but because A lot of those guys played right away as rookies.
Mm-hmm.
And B, they had 13 players in that draft.
Mm-hmm.
So more swings, the better. Now, mm-hmm. the 2023 Green Bay Packers draft class. Jesse, we're never getting to the top and bottom 10 first round picks. Just give it up.
Maybe tomorrow with Homer.
No, we might.
We got to get to the NIL deals for WIAA athletes still as well.
Oh, we do.
And Greg Doyle and his
Clark,
heart-shaped
yeah.
emoji to Caitlin Clark.
I'll send it to Homer for prep tomorrow.
Lucas Van Ness, Luke Musgrave, Jaden Reed, Tucker Kraft.
Oh, my gosh.
Colby Wooden, who, by the way, is a good rotational defensive lineman.
Yeah. Going to get some more reps this year, for
sure. Haven't even gotten to the even better defensive lineman yet.
My boy, KB.
Sean Clifford, backup quarterback. Dontavian Wicks, the next Davante Adams.
Oh, my gosh. Wow, Goody. Wow, Goody.
Carl Brooks, everyone's favorite defensive lineman.
Let me tell you something. Limited amount of snaps, disruptive. CBS Sports put him in the first round in their remock. They did a remock, and he's a first-round pick. Where did Carl go this
year? Carl
Brooks. Where did he get drafted?
A sixth-round pick out of Bowling Green.
Sixth round?
Wow. 179th overall pick.
Hey, redraft, he's a top 30 pick in the CBS remock.
Carl.
Wow.
Also in the sixth round, Anders Carlson,
who's a starting kicker.
Who did kick?
Oh, wait a minute.
He had his ups and downs, but
yeah,
I don't think any of us are writing
and his lefts
yet.
And rights. Am I right?
I would say this.
That's not bad, Jesse.
Of everybody you've mentioned so far, I think that's probably our worst pick so far.
Sure.
When I say our, I'm saying me and Goody.
You and Goody, right, yeah. Didn't you pick Kingsley Keke for him?
No, that was with Ted. I don't think that went well.
Are you sure? Be that as it may, can I continue with this class?
Yeah. I mean, I'm blown away with the talent that Goody assembled.
All right, we're in the seventh round now. Carrington Valentine,
who appears to be a starting quarterback. He was a seventh-round pick? Wow.
Lou Nichols, who is the only player that did not make the team or the practice squad, running back Central Michigan.
Can't get them all.
Anthony Johnson, safety, Iowa State, played 300-plus defensive snaps last year.
Yeah, but I think he's going to be replaced. Maybe he'll be the yin and yang to old McKinney, though.
Yeah,
maybe he'll be the yang.
They didn't sign anybody else, even though they lost a couple of others. They didn't re-sign
Rudy Ford. If they don't draft Kool-Aid, don't be afraid of putting old boy in there to be the yin and the yang.
And then Grant Dubose, who missed the year with an injury and some issues, but spent it on the practice squad wide receiver, who they are intrigued by him, so he is in the mix moving forward as well. So, early returns on 2023. Ausgezeichnet.
So I actually have to amend my home run.
Oh, it's got to be a grand slam. It's going to be a grand slam. That's what he's going to say.
No, it is a grand slam.
Is that the amendment? Well, no, I'm just... Yeah. I mean, you said it was a home run, so that was the next logical step.
So, and Jason, to your point on, well, they got to play right away. Yeah, they did. You act like that's a negative. In regards to developing and growing and getting better, yes, they have to continue on that trajectory.
Mm-hmm.
But, wow. I mean, the amount of production that these cats have put in and gotten to is unbelievable. This is how you go from a three-year rebuild to we should have been an NFC championship, and now we should be one of the prohibitive favorites in the NFC, because this is, you remember the New Orleans Saints had that great draft and they were in cap hell,
mm-hmm.
and they were screwed, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden they got Lattimore and Ramczyk and Kamara.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll take this draft class over that all day, twice on Sunday.
Mm-hmm. And twice on Sunday. And let's not forget that the 2022 class...
Give me a Friday in Brazil. I'll take this over a Friday in Brazil any day of the week.
Let's not forget the 2022 class. I'm still a skeptic on Devontae Wyatt, and I don't know how good Quay Walker will eventually be. I'm very eager to see what Quay Walker does in the new system. Maybe he can be the player that they envisioned him being playing in this system. But that draft in 2022... Got you Christian Watson, who, when he's been healthy, you've liked what you've seen. Got you Romeo Doubs, who is a legit starting wide receiver in the NFL. Yep. Got you Zach Tom, who is a apparently Hall of Fame center. And got you Kingsley Enagbare, who tore his ACL at the end of the year, but is a legit rotational edge rusher. Like, that's a pretty good class. Oh,
Jason,
as of now, your starting left tackle in Rashid Walker. So not as good as 23, but when you put 22 and 23 together, Goody has replenished his roster in two drafts really well. But when you do that, it means you don't necessarily need 11 picks in this year's draft, as much as I like extra swings. Now, I would also point out that the 2021 draft doesn't look so hot right now. So you never know how things are going to play out. But we've been talking about replacing Josh Myers. We're talking about drafting Cooper DeJean, in part because Eric Stokes hasn't worked out. That Amari Rodgers, Royce Newman, like there were a lot of guys in that class that haven't panned out. But you make up for it with the kind of drafts they've had in 22 and especially 23. That's the good news. We'll see what they do in 24.
Let's not insult 2023 by comparing it to 2022.
I'm not comparing it. Okay. I'm telling you that those two drafts have allowed them to rebuild their team quickly. It's not just 23.
No. There's and Goody's tail was on the line. If they don't do that, if he doesn't have these classes, this thing is a complete and utter disaster. This whole thing is imploding, and then we don't know, you know, the Jordan Love component to it. So I can't begin to tell you how important last year's draft was to hit the way he did, because if he didn't, this whole thing probably implodes.
Yeah, and he traded back twice in the second round and still got Jaden Reed. And if they'd have missed on Jaden Reed and he'd been gone during those picks, the guy was their leading receiver. Most catches, most yards, tied for most touchdowns. He was a really important piece for them. And they are fortunate that they still got him at 50, and he is a really good player for them. We'll talk more about that draft class and how they've rebuilt through the draft.
Are you on board saying it's a grand slam?
I was on board at home run. I think that the extremely encouraging signs point toward them having a few runners on base for that home run. I'm not going to go to grand slam yet. I want to see more, but it's definitely a home run. Your question on Twitter was, are you ready to call it a home run or do you need to see more? I don't need to see more. It's a home run draft. Grand slam draft. I'm not quite there.
I should have flushed this out with you guys before I tweeted that, but I'll stand by. At worst, it's a two-run shot and maybe a three-run at best. I don't know if you can be better than a granny. Okay.
A grand slam has to be like it's the best play in baseball. Like it's the most you can do with anything. Like so, it
Jesse,
has to be.
We
like,
just
perfect.
Went through a full list of picks, and they're all monster contributors that our roles are going to expand. Jason has Dontavian Wicks. He doesn't have him rocking a gold jacket yet, but he's got him the number one wideout being Devonta Adams. That's what your boy, Jason Wilde, who doesn't go on a limb on anything, is saying.
Then you know what this is? It's a bases loaded line drive to left center where all the and with two outs, so all the runners are going to score, and it might carry them off the corner of the wall at AmFam Field. Where
inside the park grand
and
slam?
Yeah, the batter's still running, but the three runners are scoring.
All right. I as much as I love a good analogy, I'm going to put a stop to this. You've got a couple of texts you want to get to about this draft. We'll talk about that coming up. I want to remind you that you can get your best night's sleep on a new mattress from Seinhoffels. Queen Tempur-Pedic mattresses start at only $52 a month with Steinhoffel 60-month financing. Plus, you'll get $300 in Steinhoffel's cash. Upgrade your sleep with the Tempur-Pedic Ergo Smart Base powered by Sleep Tracker AI. This base automatically responds to your snoring by raising your head and giving you a better, more restful night's sleep. So get the Ergo Smart Base and mattress for just $94 a month with Steinhoffel's 60-month financing. Shop in-store or online at steinhoffels.com. We'll get to some of your texts next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Sponsored by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
When I close my eyes, I can see you in my sweatshirt. Dancing around that college bar. These days I don't know where you are, but I get to keep these memories forever. Oh,
I remember. All right, Jesse, now you've started this whole thing with your inside the park home run and clearing the bases. Now I got Josh saying it's a no-hitter with a walk and an error. Well, no, we can't use that. No, because it's not a no-hitter. He hit on a lot of picks. We can't use no-hitters.
Well,
that doesn't.
He's got a lot of good things going on with a walk, so it's not perfect.
We're mixing our metaphor. Yeah, let's just get to some of the texts that you've received.
I'm on board with Josh's. I think it's pretty good.
We're getting into the weeds. Tausch's point is that this was a great draft. Choose your other sports analogy. It's a hat trick in hockey. Whatever you want. What do you got from the text portion of the Talk of Text line?
So here's a text from Caitlin in Madison. This reminds me of the old flush it or flush
Caitlin
it
Clark?
Days. This is Caitlin with a K and a Y. While using the NFL mock draft for content, is now the best time to suggest there shouldn't be a draft? But rather just a free agency period so teams can sign anyone they want. Players will have a lot more say of who they want to play for, and teams could have a set amount of money to spend on all the players. It's from Caitlin in Madison. What do you think of the idea, old T?
I love it. Never going to happen, but let's say that
never's a long time.
You get a certain amount of money to sign draft picks. And every week, you have to put in who you signed. So instead of doing 17 months of mock drafts, you could go the first week, you could say, all right, we're signing old boy for 48% of our rookie allotted pool. And then it goes down. So, again, it's too big of a deal for the NFL. It's such a big experience. But college, you get to pick where you play.
Now sometimes you go to the four NFL, or five times in your college career.
You now get locked into 5 to 7 years. If you're a great quarterback, you've got 7 years, you're going to be locked. Caleb Williams is a stud. He's got 7 years at the Bears. 5 years and two franchise tags. I get it. I've always wondered this, but this has been baked into the cake. And unless somebody's going to do something transformative, which is the players' union, this is not a hill that they're going to die on.
No, but
so
here's the.
This is going to be the way it's going to be.
Look, I understand the concept behind Caitlin's text. I agree with it in principle, which I think is what you're doing. In practicality, this is how franchises then suck. Is that if you get to choose where you're playing coming out of college, it makes it really hard for some of the teams where they don't want to go. And the whole idea
but you get
that
more
the
money. You get more money in that pool.
No,
if you're
the NFL, right, but some teams and look, if we're being honest, you've talked about it a million times, you need to find the right place to fit as well. And if we turn it into basically college recruiting in the NFL level and you're offering more money, and I understand you would put limits on the better team's pool of money and whatever else, but this is what allows the NFL keeping its competitive balance. It's not just revenue sharing. It's also, if you stink, you get to pick higher in the draft in each round, and it allows you to rebuild. Like, look, you can say what you want about the Packers and how great their draft was, but one of the reasons why their draft was great this past year is because they were among the teams that missed the playoffs, so they weren't picking at the bottom of every round, and they needed to hit on the way they did to do what they did last year. So I agree. Look, this is part of the problem with everything that's happening now. In theory, I want college athletes to make money off of their likeness. The fact that you could buy a Michael Finley, number 24 basketball jersey at the UW bookstore when he was a player when I was in college, and he got nothing out of that, but they were putting his number on the jerseys they were selling, was wrong. Being able to enter the transfer portal, when coaches can leave and go take a new job, they don't have to sit out a year. And when the old rule was, if you wanted to transfer, not only did you have to sit out a year, but your team had your previous school had to let you out of your scholarship, right? That Jared Juhan story or whatever. What was that guy's name? Jared Juhan is one of our teammates. No, Bo yeah. Ryan wouldn't let out of his contract or out of his scholarship to go to Iowa.
Udoff.
That's better now. And the. Yeah, Jared Juhan, one of our teammates at ESPN
Milwaukee.
Shout out,
Jared. Yeah.
He's going to really appreciate that. And this is why you can't fire people for saying things that are wrong. And then the idea
Don't equate those two things.
Of not having a draft and just letting guys go. I would love to give players the ability to find the place that they want to be best off, because there's probably a lot of other Mark Tauschers out there that had they been drafted to a team where they actually got the opportunity that you did, there's probably other guys that would have seized it too.
Maybe.
But they instead got drafted somewhere else and it didn't work out. So I get all that.
Caitlin's
none of it's realistic.
Caitlin's question is, can this happen? It's not going to happen.
Correct.
Is it Pollyanna? It would be Pollyanna. It's not the way the world works. The league has to make money. The draft is a huge driver of revenue, and it's an equalizer of some sorts, even though Patriots win 6 championships in 20 years. The Chiefs went 3. You get the right players in, and I would think it would be fun. You could have a ton of fun with this. It could be rotisserie-style picking your draft picks, but that's not how this is going to go.
I'm sorry, rotisserie-style?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
The old, like the old fantasy baseball where you're
like
drafting
snake
people
drafts?
And you're... Yeah, I don't know if you want to call it snake. It's a fun way of, this is your first round pick. This is who I got. Oh, the Bears took this guy. Oh, okay, and then it's like a cascading down till 32.
Okay. There was a text that flashed on the screen earlier that I want to get back to about the trade that didn't happen this past season. I'm going to get to that coming up next after Tausch tells us about Quick Trip, which we would never trade. We would never trade Quick Trip. Not tomorrow, not after breakfast, now.
And you know Brewers love going to Brewers games, and you know what's fun down there? Jesse loves ice cream. I love ice cream. Get ice cream in a helmet, and with Quick Trip, you can make your own at home. Right now, get Nature's Touch ice cream, 1 gallon pails for $4.99, vanilla or chocolate or both. Wow. You guys know I told you, we love the Nature's Touch Caramel Turtle Pecan Sundae. It is unbelievable. The chocolate-covered turtles in the sun. But now you can get those one-gallon pail for $4.99. And you know it's fresh from the Quick Trip Dairy right here in La Crosse, Wisconsin. Perfect for enjoying the final few innings or when the neighborhood kids come on over. Ice cream and baseball. You want to talk about a home run? We talked about the 2023 draft, a home run with Quick Trip. It's an undefeated combo, ice cream and baseball.
We'll get to one more text next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
You're listening to Wildy and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Missed any of the show? Find us on Wisconsin On Demand wherever you get your podcasts. It's free, it's everywhere, and it's for you.
All right, one more thing on this home run, grand slam, no-hitter with a walk and an error, inside the park home run.
In the gap,
draft.
Two runs will score. Here comes Yelich from first.
Over his back hurts.
Yeah. Bad timing.
Jesse, get to this. Show us this text message that came across, because this piqued my interest as I saw it.
going past on video.
Ian and East Troy, good texter. Now that you have hindsight and the development of the receiving core, would you have made the Watson-Dillon draft pick trade for Jonathan Taylor last year?
What a great question. I would not.
You're not
because, hold up, for as much as I like Wicks and Reed and Dobbs and everybody else.
Bo Melton.
The star of this group still with the best skill set to be a bona fide one is Christian Watson. Nobody has the speed that Christian Watson has.
True.
Nobody is going to put more pressure on a defense speed-wise than C. Watt. Nobody from a jet sweep game and all that he brings with that is going to pressure and stress a defense like C. Watt. Can he stay healthy? I don't know.
We'll see what happens.
But I am not giving up on him, and I know the Packers aren't.
Mm-hmm.
I think he is your – he's different than the rest of the crew that they assembled. This is a versatile group that's got a ton of different roles that they can fill. But you want to have a home run hitter? Christian Watson's a home run hitter. And he's only going to – he's going to get stronger. He's got to get his hammies right. He's got to get his lower half right. And if he does, he can take this from being a nice little plucky offense to being a dynamic, threatening group. So, no. For as much as I love JT23, no, sir. No, Ian. I'm not making that trade.
Okay.
What if I told you...
Are you? Capital Y-O-U.
It's a risk. Because if you're right about C. Watt, then it's a potential grave mistake. Right? If he's that much of a difference maker. At the same time, I don't know how much they really like A.J. Dillon. They certainly didn't pay him as if they like him. It was a pleasant surprise that he didn't get any better offers from other teams that were enough to make him go elsewhere. But Jonathan Taylor, would you rather have Jonathan Taylor or Josh Jacobs?
If I don't have Christian Watson, Josh Jacobs.
What if you get Jonathan Taylor and you're able
to
keep...
For A.J. Dillon? Yeah, I'd make that trade.
What if you're
made that trade.
What if you're able... And Griffey and Bonds. What if you're able to get Jonathan Taylor and you're able to keep Aaron Jones as your ancillary accomplishment there? Because now you don't have A.J. Dillon or Josh Jacobs.
So I'm going to tell you a little something that we learned at the tailgate tour the other night.
Ooh.
Because I asked Mark Murphy that question about Josh Jacobs, and I said, how difficult is it for you? Because I think Aaron Jones, the last 7 or 8 years, nobody's done a better job. He's beloved and super productive, right?
Agreed. Yep.
And I was wondering what Mark Murphy was going to say. And Mark Murphy, he didn't put himself in the room. I don't want to cast any aspersions. But I think his direct quote was, we knew when we signed Josh Jacobs that we were not going to spend on the cap the amount of money it was going to take to keep Aaron Jones.
Yeah, Goody said that. Yeah. Okay.
And Mark Murphy is echoing. So for all of that, you're not keeping Jonathan Taylor and Aaron Jones is my point. The Packers have basically told you, we'll spend on one and everybody else is going to be cheap. We're not putting a bunch of cap money into the running back position because if you were ever going to, quarterback on a small deal, Aaron Blanken Jones, Mr. Packer, still super productive. Mm-hmm. And you didn't do it here, but you're going to do it with JT23? I don't think so, bro. I don't think so, B. Packers ain't going to do it.
B.
They're not.
Well, B, if you've been seriously injured in an accident, B, don't say deuces, B. Say one call, that's all, B. Grubelov says one call, that's all. Hey, a lot of B's. You're big on B. Who is B?
Oh, that was a lot of B's.
Birds and the bees. Now I'm completely flustered. Yeah.
What do you got going here? Would you take calls?
I know. Yeah.
Start it over.
414-276-6666. 414-276-6666. Grubelov says, one call, that's all. If you've been injured and you need legal representation, all it takes is that first call to set the wheels in motion, and they've got you taken care of. Go to gruber-law.com to find out more about the firm, about the great lawyers that they have on staff, about David and his involvement in the community. Grubelov says, one call, that's all. The 11 o'clock hour starts in 2 minutes. It's Wildey and Tausch.